We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet! Oh man, I feel like there's only one way to start this episode, and it's with a big... Woo! Welcome to another audio adventure here on Insight. I am CVV, Chris Van Vliet, and yes, the Nature Boy himself is in the house. Ric Flair's last match is this Sunday, live from the Nashville Municipal Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. And I know he's had other retirement matches in the past, but he says this is, in fact, his last match. And when it comes to this conversation, when you've been in wrestling for almost 50 years, it'll be exactly 50 years this December, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, Ric Flair has lived so many lives, both in the ring and out of the ring, and he's an absolute legend beyond wrestling. Everybody knows who Ric Flair is, and I was so grateful to be able to share this time with him, and he was just dropping so many nuggets of knowledge during this. I'm going to be in Nashville this weekend. That's where Ric Flair's last match is. I'm going to be hosting a live episode of Insight with my special guest, the new Ring of Honor World Champion, Claudio Castagnoli at StarCast. I'd love to see you there. So you can get tickets for that and also tickets for Ric Flair's last match at StarCast.com. And if you're not following Ric Flair on social media, you're missing out, my friends. Give him a follow at Ric Flair Nature Boy. If you're not following me, I mean, you're also missing out. I'm at Chris Van Vliet, and snap a screenshot right now. Tag us. Let us know that you're listening to this one, and also share this episode with someone who you know is going to love this. Also, you can check out Ric Flair's podcast wherever you're listening to this. It's called To Be the Man. He hosts it with his son-in-law and podcasting guru, Conrad Thompson. I think this is, what, podcast number 9 that Conrad hosts? I mean, he's just everything he touches turns to gold. It's just amazing. And Conrad's hosting mixed with Ric Flair's storytelling makes it a must listen. Speaking of storytelling and great stories, this is so good. It's me and the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Ric, hey, such an honor, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, you're 50 years into this now, and I'm so curious, if we go back, what was your goal in wrestling when you first entered the business?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. It was totally different from the day I started. It was totally different than what I thought it would be. When I started, it was very difficult to get in the business. It was extremely tough, and it was grueling, and the old guys, old timers, didn't like the young kids coming up, and it was just a whole different world. You had to, every step was a step of learning respect, trying to get respect from the guys that had been it for a while, and that was the everyday challenge.
And you've done, I feel like, so much to like pave the way for everybody that's come before you. And look, I think that a lot of people would have you on their Mount Rushmore. I know I personally have you on my Mount Rushmore. Who's on Ric Flair's Mount Rushmore?
Austin, Hogan, Taker, and Shawn Michaels.
You don't even put yourself on there.
I would. But I can think of I think those four guys had a huge, you know, you could put The Rock on there too. It's interchangeable, but
sure.
Probably the best worker of all time is Shawn Michaels. The biggest personality of all time would be The Rock. The biggest draw of all time would be Steve. And you can't ever leave Holikoff because he drew a ton of money, different time frame, but
right.
He was sold out every night. So, you know, I even though I was NWA World Champion, and I think my job was a lot harder than anybody else's, because being the NWA champion, I was, you know, gone 6 months at a time, you know, sometimes longer. And I was wrestling everybody all over the world. That's the difference. You're not just wrestling the same guy, which I've done too, like with Steamboat and Sting and Dusty and that. But that was all while I was traveling around the world, especially with Dusty and Steamboat.
You know, you say that Shawn Michaels is the greatest of all time. I think, you know, as we're entering this last match of yours this weekend, a lot of people go back to WrestleMania 24. They go, man, that was the perfect ending to your career.
Yeah, I know. But then I got divorced for a third time, and it was just hard paying attorneys and paying alimony. So, you know, I probably didn't need to, but I kind of missed it too. You know, I sure could have worked around it, but I never considered bankruptcy as an option. So, and then when I got sick in 2017, and I got behind again with the IRS because I couldn't, my hospital bills were about 1.3, Medicare A, which I didn't have B at the time, just paid $800,000. So knowing I had to go back in, I had to pay them back, and then I had to pay the IRS another $1 million. So just because I was late on a, what they call an offer and compromise, to be very honest with you. So that's
So if all those matches after WrestleMania 24 and TNA, you know, were to earn some money back, what's this match here? What's this one all about?
It was not about money at all. I'm great money wise. It's about when I saw Steve and Vince in WrestleMania. You know, people have been asking me to do it, and some people even offered me $100,000 to do it, and I just thought, nah. Because I don't want to go in at half-assed. I need to really get in shape. So I've taken 3 months to really get in shape. I feel great. I've had some ups and downs. I had planners. I still have it, but it's almost 90% healed. The bottom of your foot, if you can't walk.
Oh, plantar fasciitis.
Fasciitis, yeah, but right at the bottom of my foot. But I pretty much have that under control, and I feel great, and I don't hurt. I don't ache. You know, why not? And God, who doesn't like the glory? If I pull it off, I'll be bigger than ever.
What do you mean if you pull it off? Of course you're going to be able to pull this off.
Well, everybody keeps saying that, but it'll be a little bit more than just a woo and chop and strut. And I've got to perform.
Well, you mean it's a tag match, so you can, you know, you're not in there the whole time, I guess.
No. But I still, when I'm in there, I got to be able to pull off my end. And that's putting a lot of pressure on myself, but it's totally the way I feel about it.
Well, when these videos came out a few months ago of you and Jay Lethal, like doing some training, this is before the match was ever announced. I think people went, wow, Rick still got it. What did it, how did it make you feel seeing that reaction?
Well, I didn't know whether I could take a slam or not, you know, with the pacemaker, but the doctor told me that, the one I like the best, he's in Auburn, told me that I have enough scar tissue around the pacemaker that it's not going to budge. It didn't. So unless it moves the day of the match, I'll be fine. Even then, it just plugged me back in. So I don't have a defibrillator. So when you have the defibrillators, it's very hard to go out there and take bumps. And I had that blood clot issue a couple of times in the last 10 years. And I just, I'll take half a blood thinner because I plan to entertain him, man.
Man, what are the people closest to you say? Are they saying this is awesome? Or are they saying, come on, Rick, husband, grandpa, no, dad,
They're saying this is awesome. They're all supportive. My family is very supportive. They know that I want to do it. They know I want to be part of it and want to be rocking and rolling. I wouldn't have it any other way.
But I mean,
and this thing is, it's what I didn't anticipate is captured the hearts of America. I mean, this is everywhere I go. I mean, I travel a lot for a living, you know, autograph signing. And I made a commercial for Car Shield. Nobody's talking about SummerSlam or AEW. They're all talking. Everybody knows about my last match. It's gotten a lot of national publicity.
Which is something about you, like you transcend generations, right? I think it's an amazing, right? Like,
thank you.
I think when you've been doing it for 50 years, that's kind of the way that that it goes.
Yeah, 50 in September.
Was there a part of you that was like, can we push this to like the end of the year so it'll be officially 50 years?
No, because it was the perfect time. Conrad's a very smart guy. We've got 70,000 people in town for the SummerSlam. And they're having it on a Saturday, which is unusual, instead of a Sunday. And it just worked out great. But the roast is sold out. I think we have like 200 tickets left for a 9,000 seat sellout in the auditorium, which WCW, we never sold out the auditorium. And WWE had a hard time doing it. And AEW didn't do it. So it's a big accomplishment.
You famously said, I will never retire. How do we know this is actually your last match?
It has to be. I would be. I get asked a lot because it'll just have to be. Even if I do real well, I can't, you know, go back on my word to the people that have given me all this respect and time and have bought tickets. And then I've already been offered 10 matches at $50,000 apiece. So, and then over in Europe, the guy offered me $100,000, but this will be the last one.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, I can manage somebody and be in a ring, but it will be my last match.
All right. I'm just so excited about this. And I think
I am too. Trust me. I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Pulling it off. But it's a lot of pressure. People don't realize that you lose your self-confidence a couple of times, and then but I've got myself, 2 weeks ago, I thought I had pneumonia because I was training so hard. I was going back and forth, training at Rob's and then driving over to Lethal's.
My dog wanted to say hi. Yeah, so yeah, nice.
You know, a 50-mile round trip, and I was driving air conditioned, sweaty and all that, and I got a real bad cold. But I got rid of that. Then my foot happened, and then it's all coming together. 5 more days.
How did you decide who was going to be part of this match for you?
Conrad and I put it together mutually. Yeah, we were going to go outside and do some people from AEW, and then it all became a little political with Tony. I'm not sure why he changed things around, but it's okay. We worked around it, and we're sold out. That's all that matters.
At any point, did you consider like having one of your like legendary opponents, like Steamboat or Hogan, be your final match?
Well, neither one of them are physically able to do that right now. I talked to Steamer for a long time, but he's got back issues and shoulder. And I think Ricky wanted to go out. He had that great little run with Jericho back in 2011, I think. Is Steve Austin's Hall of Fame induction in Houston. And I think Rick wanted to go out with that memory because Steve-O was almost as good back then as he was in his prime.
Yeah,
he really pulled it off. They had some great matches. And, you know, you still got it. I think you like that. You know what I mean? And why put that on the line again? And Hulk has got it. Hulk's had too many back surgeries, double hip replacement, double knee replacement. You know, why take a chance? I mean, I'm still, everything's hooked up still, thank God.
I love that you've become like this cultural icon. Like every time your name gets dropped in a song or like Ric Flair drip, as a wrestling fan, I go, ah, that's our guy. But like, yeah. At what point do you feel like you crossed over, like from just being a pro wrestler to being like a cultural icon that everybody knows whether they're a wrestling fan or not.
I don't know. I mean, I've just always been friends with all those guys. I mean, I knew that the pop artists liked me and all that, but I've become like legitimately good friends with Snoop Dogg, and I'm very, very close to Darius Rucker. I've gotten to know Kid Rock real well. And then, of course, Offset and Amigos. I mean, Quavo, I love those guys. They think they made me famous. We've had words about that. But if I wasn't famous, why did they write the song about me? But it's their story. They made me famous, so they can stick with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You have some of the greatest catchphrases of all time in all of wrestling. And I'm curious for you, which one are you most proud of? Is it woo? Is it to be the man? Is it styling and profiling? Is it limousine ride? Is it Space Mountain?
Well, I trademarked them all. So I think the limousine ride is the one that people like the most. Or to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Was limousine riding something that you had planned out, or is it something just, I mean,
it just came out one day?
No, the whole thing.
That's the way I roll. That I've ridden the limousines all the time.
Limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling. It's so good.
I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
With the recent news this week, I was surprised with Vince McMahon announcing his retirement. What was your take on that?
I wasn't happy about it at all. I love Vince McMahon. I don't know what he's doing right now, but I feel like he'll have a hard time. He'll adjust, obviously. But he loved business, and he made us all who we are. From Hulk to everybody. I don't care what everybody thinks. He made it. You know? And I have nothing but respect for him.
I feel like is he actually going to be able to stay away? Like, that's the thing that I really wonder here.
I don't know. He's a majority stockholder. I don't know whether he will or not.
Yeah.
I hope not. So, he's a genius. I was asking, who's the competition now? I said, Disney, maybe. Maybe.
What would you say is the biggest?
That was 10 years ago he said that.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What would you say is the biggest thing that Vince McMahon has taught you and something that you carry with you through the rest of your career?
For me personally, he said that I needed to get my shit straightened out because I was pretty wild, as people are well aware of, and that I can be remembered for two things. I could either be the greatest wrestler of all time, or I could be some guy that just you know, pissed it away, you know, getting married too many times, and he's with me through it all. So, it takes a really, he's such a hands-on guy. I mean, nothing went around that company that he didn't know, which he had, to me, I guess I would say he had a very difficult time delegating authority. He had to really trust somebody to put them in a position to make big decisions. And I just feel like I could always go to him and ask him. He hates lawyers. He likes to talk to you man to man. He'd always tell me, before you say a word, hear me out. Of course, I can't do that. During the first time he said something I don't like, I go, but let me finish. When he tells you let me finish, he's not bullshitting you. No, he's the real deal.
Rick, when it is all said and done and this match is over, you know, 1, 2, 3, and this, you know, and you're not going to wrestle again, how do you want to be remembered?
Well, if I pull this off, I'll have to be remembered as the greatest of all time. If it's even remotely good. 73. I got it down. I'm not kidding you. Unless something happens bad, I don't know what it'll be because I'm really minding my P's and Q's. Saying my prayers, taking my vitamins. Just, I'm ready. It'll be fun. And you know, I'll tell you what else is really important to me. My whole family will be there. My grandchildren, my kids, a couple of my ex-wives. one of my ex-wives and my wife, but all my kids, grandkids. It's going to be, that's pretty spectacular to be able to do that one more time.
But you're so known for going out there and just calling it in the ring. With this match, is it a little bit different? Do you have this planned out?
No, I'm one of these guys, but all these guys know me. I got to hear the crowd. Then I'll know where to go. I'm going to have plan A, plan B. But all these guys are excellent, excellent performers. And Andrade, my son, who gets to wrestle with their son-in-law? I mean, come on. How cool is that? It's like, kind of like Ray right now with his son. I mean, it's, how awesome is that?
I feel like Conrad wrestle. Should be on the other team. I feel like it's, you know, both.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, Conrad's counting the money. we need him to do that. Because even though I don't need it, it's going to be a lot.
You know, you're so known for calling it out there. And Jay Lethal, when he was on the show, told me, you know, a great story about, you know, the most famous TNA promo of all time.
Yeah.
You and him out there. Doing the woo off. Did you truly not know what was going to happen in that segment?
Yeah, I just told him to listen. I got to hear the crowd. I can't go out with a script. I argued that for years up there. I got to hear the crowd. I mean, I got a game plan, but I ain't going to memorize this. I'll tell you right now, I'll try. Because now it's the interview. Some of them are a bunch of bullet points. As there is to the emphasis of your emotion. And if you got to remember next Monday night and that out of town and, you know, and the name of the pay-per-view. And then, I mean, it's too much of that for me. I want to roll on the guy I'm wrestling and I want to entertain.
So when Jay starts wooing and then you start wooing, how did you know where you were getting to with that segment?
Well, I've been around him so much, and I knew that he's such a great kid. I mean, he's electric. I really feel, and I'm not going on the line saying this, he should be working for the WWE in a top level role. He's got that much talent. So I don't know why he's not, but it's not good. He didn't deserve to be.
Speaking of WWE, John Cena's making his return at SummerSlam. You and him right now, tied.
Is John coming back?
Yeah, with Austin Theory. Yeah, it sounds like the plan it sounds like the plan here.
But oh, okay.
Do you think that John Cena will one day break your record? Will he become the 17-time champion?
I don't think so. I don't think they'll ever give it to a part-time performer. I think Randy Orton's got a better shot at it. Randy will come back. He has to have surgery, but I certainly wouldn't be offended because the real number is 21. So they all got a ways to go.
Last time I interviewed you, you said, you know, the real number is 21. Why is 16 the number that's counted?
Because they don't want to count. I'll give you 17 would be when I lost it, when I took the title off Sting to drop to Hulk in 90s, whatever year that was when Hulk came. That'd be 17. Jack Veneno in San Domingo left it there, went back and got it. That'd be 18. Victor Jovica in Trinidad left it there, went back and got it. That'd be 19. Harley Race in New Zealand, that'd be 20. I can't think of the 21st. I think it was Carlos in San Juan.
This is great that you could just rhyme this off. This is amazing.
I get asked that a lot, but they don't want to count that. I don't care.
So it's 16. You're okay with 16?
Yeah, I'm okay with anything right now.
Yeah.
And I love John Cena. So if John does it, he's been such a credit. I mean, such a credible performer and just one of the great guys in the business. About 10 years ago, they told Johnny couldn't hang around me. No, like 2008. Because I'd go out drinking with John, and John could drink some beer back then, you know. And they told John, they said, look, we'd like you to just hang a little bit less around Flair on those European tours. I didn't take it personally.
You mentioned it earlier, but 5 years ago, I feel like we were really close to losing you. And I'm so, so glad you kicked out.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, was there like a life lesson or something that changed for you five years ago? Yeah,
to definitely make sure without even 1 second of a regret, telling everybody that you love, that you love them. Because you may never, that's all I did for about 6 months. The people I cared about, them know how much I love them. Because it can go that fast. Mm. And why get into an argument that, you know, you're going to be, you know, which we all get into, you know, but try not to go to sleep arguing with anybody that I care about. Just I take a lot more shit than I used to take, but that's okay. It's part of being a father. And at the end of the day, they're all going to be in Nashville. So we can have a cross word. We can disagree, but my whole family will be there. That matters a lot.
I know the industry's changed so much since you broke in, but if someone was coming into the industry now as a brand new wrestler, what are three pieces of advice that you think that they need to know?
Well, unfortunately, I'll say the same thing. If you want to be really good, you got to make the sacrifices. And that even though they have a reduced schedule, that's at home too. Be on time. And regardless of the outcome, whether you're going to win or lose, give them the best possible match in the world. Mm. They don't remember win or lose. They go, God damn, that was cool. You know that.
It's so true.
Yeah. Hey, boy, that was really cool. What a match. They don't remember wins or loses.
Yeah.
You think about it going in the ring, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're so damn good, they have to use you. You just push yourself down their throat.
I end every conversation with the same question because I'm all about gratitude. I wake up every day. I say out loud three things I'm grateful for. And I do it before I go to bed too. So Ric Flair, what are three things in your life that you're grateful for right now?
My health, my family, and the world of friends that I have.
And I have this with a woo. Woo! Nobody does it better. Ric Flair.
Limousine ride and jet flying. Thanks, man.
You're so good. You're so good. And when you mention a world of friends, who would you say you're closest with right now?
My closest friends? God, I've got so damn many. I wouldn't want it. I've got a friend here in Tampa, Joe Gomez, my son-in-law, Conrad. I think my daughters and I are really close friends. I mean, we're more than, obviously I'm their dad, but just, you know, they've been through so much with me. The girl that works with me, Kelly, I'm real close to her. I met her at the right time, and she's got me more. I've never been organized in my life. I'm finally organized. It's hard to believe. At 73, I'm organized. And then, of course, Wendy. I think Wendy and I are best friends. So, yeah.
Oldest ride.
Wendy calls this the fraternity house. She doesn't come here very often.
Fraternity house.
My place in Tampa.
Rick, you are such a legend. You are a national treasure. It's such a pleasure to be able to spend some time with you. So thank you.
Thank you, man. Are you coming to Nashville, right?
I'll be there on Friday, so I will see you there.
You tell me. Am I ready?
Damn! Wow!
All right, man. Bye.
Ric Flair, ladies and gentlemen, and I am so excited, so curious about his last match. It's live this Sunday in Nashville. Ric Flair and his son-in-law, Andrade El Idolo, versus Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. It'll be so interesting to see what happens there. If you enjoyed this, please share this episode with one of your friends who's a Ric Flair fan and snap a screenshot and let us know what stood out for you the most from this. Tag us so we can share it out as well. Rick is at Ric Flair Nature Boy. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And now that this episode's done, go search for To Be The Man wherever you're listening to this right now. It's Ric Flair's podcast, and he tells some amazing stories on there. I'm going to leave you with a quote about legacy. I feel like it's so fitting here. This is from author Shannon Adler. Carve your name on hearts, not tombstones. A legacy is etched into the minds of others and the stories they share about you. So good. Be great and be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight. Woo!